I want to say something about the name itself, because from now on we shan't call him William, we shall call him Will. And he's probably the only author, with the exception of Walt Whitman, with whom we feel like being so familiar. Think of other authors. You don't feel like calling John Milton Jack. You don't feel like calling Geoffrey Chaucer Jeff. Hi, Jeff. But with Will, we have no such reservation. We Will. There's a reason for this, an interesting reason, which I suppose we can divine through the text of the plays and through the various stories which were told about him in his lifetime, stories we'll come to later. But the name Will is very satisfactory for some reason. And I think Shakespeare himself realized this, because he wrote a sonnet when he was in London about his name. And the name is Will, not William. And he says this, listen carefully. This is one of the dirtiest poems ever written, although on the surface it seems very, very clean. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine, shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill, think all but one, and me in that one will.